Hey peeps, it's me again, Rosie here from Rosie Says, and I just want to let you know, I took a absence for the whole month of February because here's the lowdown what's going down, guys. Number one, Alexa, my little sister who's my half-sibling, you know, she has autism and she's nonverbal. So what's been happening her as of late last month, she went through like a weird crisis where she had like for one of the weeks. And I was trying to squeeze in a podcast last month, but you know how fast February goes? It goes very fast. And it's very short, and it's the shortest month of the year. So that was virtually impossible for me. But it was possible for me to tell you this. While this was happening, I had to deal with her unfortunate event of her epileptic seizures. And her seizures basically caused her to go to like a downfall. Just because apparently we found out was there was a virus called an RSV virus that reacted to Alexa for some reason, and her body just decided to have 4 epilepsies in one day for the entire month of like February. It was weird. It like kind of threw me off and others too. And also because her seizures, you know, I don't think they're getting any better. So it kind of, I was kind of shooken up, so I really hadn't have much to say much, I guess, you know. And it was just, like, very sad for me at that point. It was very depressing to see that and to find out. And then she went to the hospital overnight, and she came back okay. And right now we're just hoping she just comes back to her normal self, you know, because that's important about Alexa. We want to have Alexa to be safe. Is sound and healthy, sound of mind, sound of body, sound of spirit. You know, that's because we want her to have the best. And that's kind of what happened with Alexa. It just kind of made me a little bit shooken up on that point. So I didn't really have much to say because I was just like kind of like visually disturbed and hurt by what happened. So I was just like very numbed by that. It was a very numbing situation. And it like hurt me so much, you know, seeing that. And then, of course, typical dealing with hardships. And like I said, February just being just super fast, super small. I decided to just take the whole month off because of that reason too, alone. And yeah, that's kind of what happened in that month of February, me being absent. And that just kind of like took it for me for the whole month. And while it was very depressing, and also last month, my uncle also on top of that passed away. He was on a ventilator, I think, for a while. And he wasn't going to wake up, and he pretty much died, I think, during his sleep or coma. And on top of that, that just kind of made it harder even on top of that, too. It was already bad enough to know that at the same month my uncle died, the same month Alexa almost didn't survive. And so I just couldn't say anything else after that. It was just so hard to talk about because what do you do when people you love just fall off the face of the earth? And what does one do when that happens? And where does one go with that is my question to you. And it makes you question, why do these bad things keep happening? I don't know. All I can tell you for good news is I'm catching up on my story quest for both Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail, which I already finished Pentaconia on both my accounts, sort of. Well, at least the main story quest, not the sub-story quest that make you do and fight stuff that you get to fight in the story. So, yeah. And, of course, I'm back to the stumped part of Genshin Impact again. And parts of Honkai Star Rail I'm just slowly catching up to. And yeah, that's kind of what's happened for me. I mean, I'm doing pretty much okay. But like I said, with my uncle passing away. You know, this is weird. Let me tell you something, guys, about my uncle. Despite his short time, for the first time my sisters and I met him, it was back in 2014, I think 13-ish. 15-ish, around that time we met him for the first time. That was like when I was 24, 25-ish, 23-ish at the time, I believe, and I met him. And we had a few conversations and stuff together. I mean, we both follow each other on social media, so Yeah, if you see my uncle, he's the dude, like, kind of baldish, wearing sunglasses. Yeah, that I follow. Yeah, that's the guy. He died. And I don't think he's a bad guy. He was trying to make music, but then his kidneys fail him. This is why he died, guys. His kidneys fail him, and he didn't know he had underdeveloped kidneys. He was needing a kidney, and by the time he finally became a citizen or a resident, like my mom said, he was able to apply to have a donated, you know, kidney, but it didn't come soon enough because before that happened, he still passed away. So it was very sad at that point. I didn't think there would be anything sad about it, but because I would think, you know, people go through like a lot of internal health scares and internal strife, and as well as eventually someone would be nice enough to come along and, you know, give him a free one. But that's not how reality works. And sometimes what you're hit with reality is that sometimes even something that might be too good to be true probably is. And it's a reminder that you're not always going to get the goal that you want in life, including that. And apparently, my uncle, for the time being, before he discovered his ailment of, you know, like most people of the Mexican culture, they're known for drinking a lot. So he was just being like every typical Mexican guy out there that you probably know. Likes to drink a lot, likes to party hard, but didn't realize within himself internally that was virtually going to be impossible to continue on. And so he's been kind of in a slippery slope downhill ever since. And then he passed on after that last month too. But when we met him, it was, like I said, it was for a few times. It was cool. And that's the same day I met him. It was the same day I met my grandma for the first time. So that was interesting. And my grandma already had her citizenship already, like, to be a U.S. citizen. So, like, my mom finally got her citizenship, actually, back in 2009. So it was just, you know, that interesting of a time anyways. And apparently he was still considered undocumented at the time. But like I said, he finally got it. Unfortunately, he didn't make it to become a full-fledged U.S. citizen like his wife that he recently married years back, before they were just two people in a relationship, dating, girlfriend and boyfriend and stuff. And now they are like full-fledged, like married, but unfortunately couldn't even make it to become a full-fledged U.S. citizen. So, and it was sad hearing that my own Aunt Delia said that what was the point to help him to get his citizenship? He was going to die anyways. I didn't think it was going to foreshadow the actual event which happened last month. I just thought maybe she said that because she was being kind of heartless and careless. And I'm just like, okay, well, you don't know that. You don't know if he's going to have health turn for the better. And the last thing you want to say to people who are dealing with bad health is saying weird, batshit, crazy stuff. And it makes them emotionally turn out for the worse. And they're, like, worse or off than they were well off. So as you can tell when I say this, some people are not good when things like this happen to them. When they find out they have an ailment that might not be curable or fixable, it kind of worsens when other people say bad stuff, and it affects their emotions, which affects their health system to get better. So as you can tell, when he passed away, it probably was part of that too, I assume. I believe it might be. I could be wrong, but I believe that might be what's happened. And then, even though that did happen anyways, eventually, but my mom and my grandma and some of my aunts were smart enough, if not kind enough, to do like a potluck situation where they bought like their own family version of a potter's grave in Mexico somewhere, which is mostly in Tijuana, actually. And they decided to bury him there, even though he fought verbally speaking about the idea of being buried there in Mexico, because he wasn't raised all his life over there. It was mostly here in America, according to him, and glory and stuff. But unfortunately, let me say this, he couldn't have that right because, for one, he was undocumented, and number two, he would be still classified as a Mexican citizen of Mexico. So that's virtually impossible for him to say. He would still have to be buried within the residence and state and country of origin he was born in. So that's kind of the truth. That's what happens with U.S. citizens that die abroad. They get brought back here from those places. So it's the same story with Mexico, but it's probably a different change now. All in all, guys, at least his father, who still is alive and is living in Mexico, at least now he can finally see his son's resting place and probably pay respects to his own son that he, I don't know how long he ever got to see him again, but when he was a baby and stuff after he was born, his father and my grandma had to separate because they were like 10 years of age apart. Like, she was too old for her husband, which is his dad. And the family of that guy just didn't want my grandma to be with him because he was 10 years younger than her, even though she was in her 30s and he was in his 20s. And that was kind of why, because cultural differences and misguided beliefs where they think the son is okay to date any woman he wants as long as he's the older one. And whereas the woman, it's like taboo to do that still for some reason at that time. And so for those reasons, that's why she ended up with having other children with other men, because she couldn't be with that guy. I mean, after my grandfather was killed in Mexico, and she, you know, well, she attempted to remarry, but then she had my only uncle, which was only one guy out of all the daughters she's had, and then went with another man to have another child with, which once again was another daughter. And that's what happened. And that was it. And at least this time, that man in Mexico can finally be with his son and finally spend all his latter days of his life with the son he never got to see again for a long time, since his son came here to America as a child and grew up mostly here in America life and stuff. So, sort of like my dad, where he was born in Mexico just like my uncle, but grew up mostly here in America. So, like myself, he would be just as Americanized like me, okay? Even though he probably wouldn't call himself a Chicano, technically me, my father, my uncle would be considered Chicanos, and as well as my Aunt Gloria. She would also, too, be considered Chicana because she mostly grew up over here. Where my mom and her sisters came here to their late teens, which is Delia came here to her late teens, and my mom came here in her late teens to America. So she is more Mexican than American, to be honest, even though she claims she grew up here. I'm like, the difference is you weren't a kindergartner. You weren't in elementary school when that happened. You were, like, basically exiting high school, so that doesn't count. Anyways, my point is to make is that the truth is that's what happened. And unfortunately, that happened. Also, my older sister and him, I don't know, had a falling out for some weird reason. Some kind of mistake about hearing a compliment she mistook for like a flirtation from my own uncle, which I don't believe would have happened anyways, because that's just not possible. Which is creepy for her to think that, but that's kind of what happened. That's why they don't talk to each other. And then the whole weird crap where she called Child Protective Services for some reason and then trying to make it like a hard ordeal for my uncle at the time, which was weird in itself. And he was so mad. He's still mad at her to this day, but since he passed on, I guess not anymore. But still, that was weird. And that was the weirdest thing that ever happened. At the same time, was the same person that helped my sister Liz and her rent like around, or like lived at his place for a while after that. Then they lived, like, they went to Texas, her and Liz did, for some reason, and then came back to my mom. And then now, like, my sisters, like, both found some guys. One of them is living in Washington, which is the older sister I'm talking about, and then the younger one married a guy that she found from the bars and ended up marrying him. And now they're, like, living in San Miguel. Yeah, it's kind of strange, but at the same time, it's kind of interesting how them coming back here ultimately got them to, like, stop being, like, weird 20-year-old somethings. And they finally settle down and end up with guys, ended up creating lives with other men. So, yeah. Talk about irony, right? Whereas my case, when I went to Mexico for 7.5 months and traversing both Mexico's Tijuana City in some parts and majority of San Diego County, I never came home with a man within that time. Yet there were two or like less than a few guys that approached me. I never bothered or even entertained any relationship, and I still managed to come back single. So I don't know how that even happened, but that's just weird. That's the shit I'm talking about. The shit that make no fucking sense, peeps. It's all weird. All of it. All of it. It's weird. But that's kind of what happened in my life. And then, like I said, and around that time, had they not met my uncle and they didn't come back here, they would have never, I think, met their husbands. Because while they're here before my uncle ever made an entrance in his life to our lives, I don't think it would have propelled them in that direction, really. They would have just been still working around here to this day. Maybe eventually marry their said individuals, but not during the time where my uncle came in and met us all for the first time. And I would have never been able to live, you know, in Mexico for a time. So that's just my story for you about, you know, what happened last month with Alexa and my uncle and all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting, though, how all these things transpired and how all this stuff really just kind of invigorated other things that spawned in different directions, where now it's like both parties have husbands. And it was because of just a sudden direction that they both took and included my uncle somehow in the path. And then all of a sudden they came back after things weren't going well for them during the time of like 15-ish or something. And that was after that. Then Liz, you know, had the incident of being, you know, beaten up in a domestic violence dispute with her ex, Josh. All that weird shit that happened. It was like a lot of weird shit that happened, guys. And I'm just telling you, it was just getting more crazier by the day every time I listened to it. But like I said, had no attempt on my life to find a husband or a boyfriend around those times. I was just too busy looking for work, enjoying the sights down there. I didn't care about having a man. I was too busy enjoying, like, life as it was. I was just exactly in my most happiest time, okay? And that was, for me, the highlight of my life. And then, of course, at that said time, I visited, of course, him again. And that was, like, for the last time I talked to my own uncle was on my way to Mexico, actually. And for the couple of times, or like the second time when I went with my grandma, and that was on the way there. And of course, he was dealing with his like struggles at the time, but nothing like in the weirdest case of health scares at the time when I met my uncle again. It was just nothing like that, you know. He was healthier at the time I met him again, but then after that, after not seeing him again, back in 2014 of December, I believe that was the last time I actually saw him and spoke to him in person. That was the last time I've ever actually saw him again in person. So after that, peeps, and that's all the legacy that was kind of left behind. And supposedly he was in music himself. Like I said, my uncle was playing ranchero type of music, but unfortunately the kind of music he was doing, he kept like putting like pictures of like gun pictures, like rifle pics of himself looking like badass and weird and stuff, which I don't know what he was doing, but the kind of music he was making, I don't know if it was like ranchero or mariachi or some type of genre, or banda or something like that. He didn't exactly quite tell me what kind of music he was doing, but he said he was just performing and he was just making some kind of music. So, because like I said, I barely know him. It's enough that I could have a full conversation with, but I got the gist that he was just a performing musician that was just looking really badass in some photos, and was just looking like he was a tough guy. Despite him being as tall as myself and short, but that's another story for another day. Yeah, you don't know this guy's on my mom's side of the family. They're a bunch of midget short people that aren't really tall. So everyone I was looking at, I looked at them down, because they're like almost 5 feet, where I'm like 5'3-ish, 5'4-ish. And they're like below that for some reason. They're like almost 4 feet themselves or something. Whereas my father's side, all of them are like so tall, they're like nearly 6 feet or 6 feet possibly. It's strange, but, and that's on my father's side of the family. And it's weird because he's actually 5'9 himself, which my grandpa from my mom's side of the family was actually that same height, 5'9. So yeah, it's a really strange place that I'm kind of a part of. And the crazy thing about it is this, like, from my point of view, I'm just a person outside looking in. I'm going through my own stuff at the same time their guys are going through stuff. And still to this day, I'm still the only one in my own family that still is single to this day. Not just my Aunt Teresa anymore, or Teresa as they call her. She's single, not by choice, but by influence of her brothers, which are my father's brothers, who are my uncles on my father's side. Because of them, they ruined a possible engagement or marriage, and that's why she remained single since. So that was very sad to hear. In my case, because of today's upbringing, social media, all this bullshit, people's close-mindedness, and all this dumb fuck stuff, which made me realize, well, dating ain't shit. Oh well. I'm just telling you guys, it's just crazy how life can throw a curveball at you and you just least expect it, and then when you least realize, it already happened. And all I can say to that, peeps, is this. I feel so bad for my siblings right now. At least, in a sense that we are just coming up with family and we're still breaking up every day we go. Like, I barely talk to my older sister anymore. It's because we don't get along, okay? And we've been growing apart since, so that's why we don't get along. And since we don't get along and stuff, that's kind of why. And I've been, you know, seeing all these trends on TikTok lately about how the middle child's being mistreated or not being treated a certain way, which I am a middle child, by the way. So I'll talk more about that stuff on a separate podcast episode, because that kind of got my attention and intrigued me such. But other than that, guys, like I said, father's side, tall people, lighter skinned people. My mother's side, dark skinned people and shorter people. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting how two worlds became one world in a concept. But yeah, that was a thing. And like I said, peeps, I can't control that because I wasn't there in conception. So I'm not the one who opened my legs or dropped the seed in the black hole somewhere. I didn't do that. Nope. That was my mom and dad. And when they made conception and blah, 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 I was born in Las Vegas. As you guys know, I'm an out-of-state born Californian who grew up all my life here in the state of California, but was born in the most sinful city on earth, which is Las Vegas. And I feel like that connotation kind of makes it kind of like ew, because it's like, guys, why? Why have me born there when I'm not like able to visit there? In fact, you know what happened? Yesterday, my sister Liz decided for her wedding anniversary with her husband. This is what I'm talking about. She decided to go there, to that place, to, you know, celebrate their honeymoon. And they dropped off Amber, which, by the way, guys, we didn't see on my TikTok. Amber was hanging out with me, and I was walking her, because she'd been there for like almost 2 days now, or 3 days. And I said to myself, maybe it's the day we go out for a walk, just us girls. And so I took Amber for like almost an hour on a walk, and we took ourselves sightseeing. We had to avoid the grass like the plague because it was all drenched in rain aftermath stuff. So it was very hard for us to enjoy the grass. But she eventually went poo. She went to the bathroom. Unfortunately, she pooped on top of the hillside over there by the school of Shimshimer. And it was sad because it's like we didn't have a bag on us to pick it up. So we had to like walk really fast and run away from the site. It was very sad. Because I don't know if Liz brought like a doggy bag, because I think she just expected us just to help her watch Amber and just stay at just one place, which is just the house. Which kind of what we did, and we did that, and so Amber was here, so it did happen. We spent time with Amber, all right, for the time being. So, yeah, that was kind of like our day. It was just Amber was there for the time being with us. Then she finally came back because her little love happy spot time over there in Las Vegas kind of was a bust because they couldn't afford some of the stuff over there, but they walked by the hotels, they went by some of the sites, but they just didn't exactly enjoy their dismal romantic experience because it wasn't exactly as adventurous as they would like to or afford it, you know. So that's what happened with Liz and Amber. You guys were wondering about Amber. She spot by. Yes, she did. She finally did. After over some period of time, we didn't see her for a while. Because sometimes Liz doesn't bring Amber like she used to. Because she lives in a different city with a different part of the county here, as you know. Like, she lives in the northern part of San Luis Obispo County, and we, like, live in the middle part of it, or southern part of it. So it's like, we just live in two different areas, so it just makes it harder for, like, her to traverse. And also, she works down here, like, at the university over here. So it's like, she can only be able to be around us so much, but she has to just redirect her time. And it's just, that's just how it is, you know? That's just how it is. It's sad. But that's the reality of it. And I mean, some people don't want to hear this, but that's how reality is for some people. They travel far to go to work, but live further away from their work. And this is why it's important to have a car, especially in a county like this. This is why I suggest people, if you don't have a car, don't live in this county, okay? Having a county like this with no adequate proper bus and train, you know, transit, you know, opportunities makes it very hard to keep a job. And that's where the unemployment really is feeling, is because most of us can't afford a car like that. Some of us, like myself, don't know how to drive one. Or blessed with the opportunity of driving said car. And that's the reason why some of us need to live in towns that are adjacent to, like, preferred, you know, big cities with better quality of transportation. Because I told this to my mom, if you're ever going to move us and we still don't have a vehicle, we need to live somewhere where the bus and train is, like, running all the time. Because you just don't want to live just in any stupid, small, dumbass, bum hill, boonies place that you could only look for because you hate living in the general public, but yet want to have to be the friends of the universe or something. It's just a weird schizophrenic logic my mom has going on, where she thinks she needs to be friends with everybody, but at the same time wants to be a recluse living in a solitude, you know, city with hardly any civilizations. It makes no fucking sense. It's kind of stupid. Especially with her supposedly shining personality, you know. And I told her, you want to live in a town that has more, like, transportation purposes. Because that way we're able to traverse better. So, like, that's why I was suggesting places like San Diego County and the Bay Area. But right now, the Bay Area is just not Bay Area-ing like they used to. Because everyone's, like, poor and stealing stuff and breaking into cars and the county, and if not the Bay Area, became a place to rot. And now it's like, unless you live somewhere else adjacent to like a other bigger town that still has all the amenities, You might have a better, a better opportunity with work, and as well as a better opportunity finding places to go use a transportation that won't really forsake you from having job opportunities, because they're updating their what bus every 15 to 30 minutes, and that kind of wait time people are willing to wait in some cases, but not all, because we live in a very impatient nation, so because they're not very patient people because they're so impatient, So, yeah. Reasons why you want to live in a big town with transportation is number one, if it's ongoing, if it's almost like 24/7, it doesn't have to be 24/7, but if it's like 24/7, so people could utilize the transportation services. And that way, in case some people want to go on vacation, build memories, it's a great thing to start. And also, it's good for kids too, because then they can learn to be slightly independent on their own. And it helps the parents too, in some way. So, yeah, that's kind of what's happened with my life and my family as of late, peeps. If you were wondering about what happened with me, if not, that's fine too, because sometimes I'm on here, as you know, not all the time. But yeah, so once again, peeps, thanks for listening to this update. And as always, this is Rosie Says, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey, peeps, once again, I'm back here with another podcast on deck. And this time, we're going to talk about what's been happening over the course of what's been happening on TikTok, of course. Because, I'm always on TikTok, and I love that app more than anything. And I've been lately tuning in to what's the TikTok news, the TikTok buzz. And as you could tell, peeps, I've been so engrossed, if not into the stuff, because as of late, I've been joining in one guy's particular live stream who sadly had to go back to work recently because he works on the show Yellowstone. If you don't know who I'm talking about that Native American handsome-looking dude named Chris. His name is Christian, by the way, if you were wondering. He plays a guy called Martin Kills Many. I read up on his character profile slightly on the internet a few days ago, and when he was mentioning he was going back to work, I didn't think, oh, so soon? This month? Oh, wow. But yeah, he works in that show called Yellowstone, and he was a director's assistant, like he was saying, and I did check on the internet. It did say the same thing. He was a director's assistant for a time being, but now landed a role on the show. And that was funny because during this little TikTok buzz, at the same time I was joining in on his little tap battle games that he was been entertaining with all of us who entered his live streams. If not entertaining with tap battles, I was unfortunately hearing the mess of what the slew of this lady complaining about a guy that she made 10-minute 52-part TikTok episodes, TikTok episodes, as I call them, TikTok episodes. I make up names every time now, as you can know. I make pod episodes here for the podcast, TikTok episodes because they're TikTok episodes. So there you go. So basically, the telenovela of a lady who had a ho-hum life at she thought at first, and apparently spiraled out of control and found out that the guy was just a bust. And a buster. And her relationship was a bust because of that buster. And apparently he pretended to be some imaginary and flammable knight of shining armor. It turns out he's just supposedly just insane, according to some people and her, that he might need some mental ward asylum placements, possibly, because he's supposedly talking to himself and stuff, according to some people on the internet and her, possibly. I don't know if that's definitive and truth, but I saw a few of his videos by accident. I didn't, like I said, most of this TikTok melodrama TikTok episodes, I really don't care for, because I consider that 10-minute 52-part a PSA, but in a big ass way, like a big ass thing. That's why I call it a TikTok episode, or the TikTok telenovela, or TikTok novella. Maybe we can call it like that. Okay. Well, anyways, peeps, that's what happened. This lady, some chick named Reese's Pieces or Reese Tisa, I think that's what her name is called. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. I don't really pay attention to it much. So I was skimming through by accident a few of her videos here and there, which I didn't really spend playing because I thought, oh, PSA, PSA. And if you guys know what PSA means, public service announcement, public servant announcement, not interested. Scroll, save it, like it for later to watch if I remember, which most of the times I don't. And I heard about her complaining. And then other people who talk about her, like news organizations to like people who do TikTok news on the daily, like our favorite news daddy, which is Dylan from the United Kingdom. Okay. We know who he is. We like that guy. He's cool. We love him. He's a cool guy. I am just like, I just didn't really care because I thought like, oh, it's just people complaining about relationships, like the do's and don'ts of what you're not supposed to do. Like, ugh. It gets very tiring, but unfortunately, people, that's what people like. They like to hear about dating, unfortunately. Like, that's important right now. During the time of an economy going and collapsing in front of our eyes, people still insist on looking towards dating relationship as the best way to live one's life under the guise and under the oppression of this delulu life that we call, you know, social media. I guess the only salulu is basically just being delulu and listening to people's basically heartbreaks and stuff and sad stories, sob stories about sob stuff that pretty much people mostly resonated and related to, and that's why it blew up. So if you didn't know this, but the lady, the reason why she told her stories was because most people lived the same life as her, apparently, and that's why her life blew up. Did she learn anything from it is my question, and if she did, will she ever date again? And if not, I just don't care, to be honest, because to me, there was a lot of contradictions, according to some people I found out, that thought that she was just pulling a fast one for clicks and views. And I don't know if it's true. I'll be honest with you. They said they wanted the videos to be 10 minutes long, according to TikTok. Am I right? Okay. So TikTok, if you guys didn't know, is now going to this event, these kind of weird aerobics idea of just going through these social media hoops of expecting us to now make landscape videos, but for 10 minutes on TikTok. So that way people could rotate their phone on landscape mode so they could just see what they're listening to, if not watching, as if it was like their own version of YouTube, but on TikTok. Because apparently TikTok is, I think, has been noticing copycats happening around them, like Instagram. And then the recent video variant of YouTube, which if you guys don't know, they have a thing now called Shorts. So what's happening is TikTok decided to be like, oh yeah, I can do you one better. They basically did what Spotify did and decided to put videos on their platform, but Spotify just decided to actually put videos on there and not making it like shorts or highlights or whatever. But yeah, also on Twitch too, by the way, if you're on there. I barely use that app, but I sometimes go on, but not all the time. But when I do, I do. And anyways, peeps, like I said, on TikTok, they decided to do that. And this is where this lady's, you know, thing blew up. I don't know if she's one of those TikTok-sponsored people. I can't say she's an industry plant. I really can't say. But what I can say is this. That's what TikTok wanted, was 10-minute videos on landscape mode. And they've been saying this because they want to push that kind of ideal and make people use that. But you can't put, like, any captions in landscape mode unless it's within the video of the landscape mode, which is the difference. So I'm finding that out, too. So I'm just like, okay, but what if I want to write a caption anyways? Because that's what I want to do anyways. I sometimes like writing captions. Sometimes that's how I express myself. But they think that the way that we're expressing ourselves is not satisfactory to their eyes. So I feel like someone like her took that probably as an opportunity, ran with it, became her now. I don't know if you guys know this, but I think she's verified right now. But supposedly people are complaining that she's not going to get any royalties from her initial stories that she put out there. But like I said, it really depends on the viewers and on the followers, which I found out something this week, which I didn't know for the whole time on TikTok, if you believe it. Yes, I didn't know this either. But in order to go live stream, in order To do that, you'd have to have like 1,000 followers, and that's around the same time you start getting paid as well for everything you put on TikTok. And you know, my videos don't get more than 300, or sometimes less than 300, to be honest, even sometimes less than 200 during some days. But like I said, I'm not putting things out there that people actually want to see, because that's exactly what I don't resonate with, is the things that people majority resonate with is just dating crap and also putting PSAs and crap. I'm just sharing a good time in my case. I'm just like posting something or doing some puzzles, as you guys have been probably seeing lately on my TikTok. And I'm just enjoying myself. I'm just having fun. I'm not interested in making virality content. If it becomes viral, then so be it. If it doesn't, well, there you go. It's just, that's what it is, people. I just post whatever, and I just really just don't care like that. If it works out for me in the end, that's also cool, but it's not always the set goal. But I'm not sure this was a goal of this lady's, if she posted this story just to make content or make money for herself, since now she's being sued by her ex now. Even though she never once, according to people, ever said anything about her said ex, which another follower, which by the way, these are all black people I'm talking about. They're talking about their weird problems on the internet. And her weird other extended problem is some other chick named Daniel or Danny or whatever, who decided to take it upon herself to look for the crazed ex that she didn't know who she married either. As it says in the caption of her storyline, who the fuck did I marry? Well, we don't know either who the hell you married, because we're just as stunned as you are. But like I said, and some of us are not even paying attention like that. And for some reason, some of those captivated audience members, one of them being Daniel or whatever her name is, Danny, she decided to look upon the internet to do some sleuthing of her own investigative work for her own weird little fan shipping moment, or just trying to get some clicks and views for herself. I'm not sure if that was what she was going for, but that's what happened. And she exposed who Jerome was, the guy who aka goes by the alias Legion, which is even weird in itself, because if you guys don't know about the name Legion, it means like 100. And then also by the fact that he's an accused possible schizophrenic, which could explain a lot if you think about it. If he was mentally ill and not mentally sound individual. Well, if I told you right now the name Legion has like a connotation to the spiritual world where it means 100, and that could literally mean 100 spirits. So he's a schizophrenic with 100 spirits. I mean, that should be kind of like drawing people's concerns and attention. Maybe those who are in the prayer of Christianity maybe should pray over that man, because I think he's kind of beyond reproach at this point. But like I said, well, that's what happened. So that's what his alias goes by. And apparently he is now going to try to sue his ex, which is the chick named Rhesus. We're going to call her Rhesus for now. Or Rhesus. Okay. It's really mean, like I said, that this is happening to her, that she's being sued by her ex, even though this crazed fan person, weird person who's doing it for virality purposes is trying to get her 15 minutes of fame, even though it turned into ultimately the 15 seconds of shame for her. And she's trying to make money in a book of their problems. So these weird black people are having issues with other weirder black people. So that's what's happening. Those of you know, I'm not black, so I can say this. I don't know what's going on, but somewhere in the fabric of black community, there's some weird shit going on, and it happens to be this weird-ass story of a lady complaining about a dismal relationship that just became a bust, and that's why it gained traction, because of, like I said, it's relatable to a majority of women who dated, you know, dismal bum men who pretended to be something. Like, you know, the supposed, you know, the nice guy syndrome? Like, the guys who pretended to be genuine and kind, but they really just quit their courting after a while, after they got you where they want you, and then they really take off their mask and show you who they really truly were, were just fucking fakes and posers the whole time, and the fact that they were not being sincere or real, and then diverting, you know, your hopes and dreams into just basically pure sadness and anger and madness and just going erratically insane and stuff, if not angry at that person for betrayal, for not being who he said he was. And so that's basically what that dude Jerome is literally a fake nice guy, okay? He's a narcissist and manipulated from what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like, and that's what it came off to me as. He's one of those weird pretendian nice guys that say, I'm a nice guy, but is really not a nice guy. When you think about it, that's the vibes I get from that situation, is that he pretended to be something he was not. And so that's why the video attraction about her story gained a lot of momentum, because a lot of women related to the fake nice guys that the majority of the time they encounter. Because the real nice guy syndrome is an issue, guys. If you don't know this, majority of men today are pretending to be something they're not, because they're doing it for an actual come up, if not a suspicious, you know, reason, which is just being overtly suspicious in every sense of the way. Oh my god. I'm just telling you right now, guys. These nice guys, oh my god, when I think about this right now, they pretend to go off under the guise of being this nice, chivalrous nice guy in shining armor and pretending to give a fuck and pretending to care. But in actuality, they have to do this kind of stuff because they know in order to get a lady that they like sometimes, or just not to be single by themselves, they have to put this odd facade just so they can get you in their spaces the way they want to. And that means unleashing absolute hell on you, which is basically what happened to this lady. She basically got like a slow version of what they call, am I correct if I say this, love bombing? Where she was just, you know, thrown a plethora of all these nice stuff, like her dream come true man. So basically it's one of those, that's why I said this is more like a big ass PSA, because it's just a chick just talking about her sad life and just like how it didn't go the way she wanted. And unfortunately, she, like every other chick in this world, they find out the hard way that it's not what it seems, blah, 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 sad, boo-hoo. They have to move on now, unfortunately. Find a therapy, God or something, to get them out of their sad state of mind. In fact, there was even another video that went viral about why some men, you know, purposely hinder your success because of doing stuff like this, like what happened to this chick, Risa Tesis, I think she's called. And she basically, you know, went through what she went through. And there was another video I saw that said that some men intentionally do this kind of stuff, like what Legion, this alleged guy, calls himself as the alias, aka Jerome. And I'm just telling you guys like this, peeps, that's kind of how what I took from it was, like, a guy like Jerome can enter a woman's life in her lifetime and set her up for a lifetime of disappointments, selfishness, sadness, and as well as setbacks. And still are emotionally fostering harbored hatred, if not hurt emotionally. And they're like so emotionally broken down to the point that they have the setback of just not able to accomplish their dreams and goals and stuff like that, because of the fact of the said individual hurt their feelings and for some reason propose their direction to go into a spiraling, emotional, out of control thing where they couldn't control themselves as women, and now are finding themselves like unemployed, set back in life, already a mother with children on it attached to their situation, and they were not happy about it or something like that. Which I found out, according to what supposedly they said in some videos, that Risa was pregnant by this guy, and I don't know if it was confirmed or not by her, but that's kind of what happened. She went with some man that, and this happened supposedly during the whole COVID-19 lockdown. So if you guys want to get a better glimpse of the situation, I don't know, this was during the time like my mom suspected, which was weird. But some of these people who are complaining about the lockdowns are like kind of being desperate and horny. And she was talking about this, and I didn't think that that was anything relevant or true. And I thought, are people that down bad where they had to be so pathetically horny? And they, like, how isolated are these people? I thought to myself, I'm like, don't they have friends and family to hang out with? Oh, that's probably why. They probably, like me, had some fallouts with some of their family members or siblings or something. And that's why they're turning to the dating world to, you know, be their solace. Well, how about turning to your Lord? His name is Jesus. You should turn to him at least. But you won't. I know you won't because you're listening to this. I know you're not going to do it. But anyways, peeps, like I said. And that's kind of what her story became. That was pretty much the whole buzz of the whole situation all over February. You know, isn't that weird? Ironically, in the month of February, we're supposed to be Black History Month, if not the month of love because of Valentine's Day. It became anything but love and anything that really was supporting good history for Black people, it seems. All of it was just a bunch of crap. You know, the stuff you hear like on Maury's show or the stuff you hear on the Steve Wilkos show. Think of other shows. The Jerry Springer show. You kind of hear these kind of sob stories, but they're not like 10-minute long type of podisodes, TikTok episodes, or TikTok novella, or TikTok novellas about a sad story because it was just like every other person's sad story around here. It seems like a lot of women resonated with this lady's life because a lot of them, I think, went through the same thing. The whole love bombing, the guy pretending to be a nice guy, but he wasn't, but he's manipulative, just narcissistic and stuff. So, yeah. I think that's really what happened, and she just had a bad hand dealt with her. And I think she kind of realized that. That's what she kept saying in some of her videos that I accidentally watched. It was like I said, most of the time, I'll scroll on the internet and I'll accidentally stumble upon stuff that I don't really necessarily look for, but unfortunately have to entertain. And some of it was her admitting that part of it was kind of her own fault. So she admitted that she falled for a guy because she was supposedly slightly, maybe, I guess, like in most people's cases, desperate. And if you're kind of desperate, things like this tend to happen. So that's kind of what happened. I believe what happened to her was just a bad hand in the dating life, like most typical women. And this is why, I don't know if you guys noticed this, there's been a rise of women saying they're now officially celibate. They're not even wanting to date anymore. And if they are, they're turning into hardcore lesbians and dating women within this country, but skipping the men for sure, like the plague. And for reasons like this, of course, and not to become the next Risa Tisa. Or if they had, they basically are like, fuck that. Hell no, not gonna go. Not today, Satan, basically. And skipping the men and ultimately staying with each other's sexual gender preference of being the same sex. And also opting out of traditional marriage and dating whatsoever altogether, because this happened and this was a major no-no. And now we know this is what not to do if you're looking for love. And certainly not looking for the love just because a guy in Risa Tisa's case, as she's called herself, that she had this guy help her, which is Legion we're talking about, and help her with getting a tire and all this stuff together. And then that's how they ended up together during the pandemic, which was a big mistake on their part because you just literally brought a whole ass stranger, lady. You didn't give yourself time to like date and see him out if he needed to, like, you know, be vetted. She just basically went on a whim on herself, it seems like. That was not good. But anyways, like I said, peeps, she went through it. The love life they had together pretty much blew it and didn't even work out. And in the end now, she's kind of crying the, you know, the aftermath when people who break up and they hate each other and they don't like each other anymore, crying, you know, their tears of just regret at this point. Like, just because they regretted ever being with each other. And not because they amicably just fell off dating and they just got tired of seeing each other and they just didn't feel the same anymore. No, it's just because she had a fantasy in her head. Her fantasy pretty much blew up in her face because this guy pretended to be something he was not, which was pretending to be what? A nice guy. And this nice guy syndrome has really caused an overtake of everything, which a lot of these women who, if you've seen other such related videos, will talk about, these nice guys are not actually nice and they're just pretending to be something they're not in order to get something in the end. And that's kind of what happened with these so-called nice men. They're like Legion. At first they seem sweet, but in the end they're not so sweet after all. They have an agenda themselves, and they have to put this facade, because like I said, guys, in order for them to have access to sex, money, livable accommodations, if not dating someone in general, so they're not alone, because I guess these men are so afraid about being single or something. It's really strange. It's so weird. Yet they'll accuse the majority of women of being single, but yet these men seem to like not make sure themselves go a day without being ever stranded by themselves, unless they're with the homeboys. But even they're not like that with the homeboys themselves. They're not close, they don't hang out with them much, they don't even live with each other, and that's even stranger in itself. And yet they're supposed to be like a brother, like kind of like communal community or something, and they're not even like that, a community in some cases, some of these dudes. From my observations, what I'm seeing on social media, I'm seeing this. Most bros are not the bros they think they are. And most of these women are just stumbling once again because the women in this relationship dynamic, like in Reese's Pieces situation, she unfortunately, like most women, are having like no ability. And I say no ability to differentiate a nice guy from an actual genuine person, it seems like. It seems like maybe she was desperate for companionship. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with finding love, but like I said, remember my last podcast I just put out? When I went to like Mexico for like 7.5 months and I was walking around majority of like San Diego County and I was minding my own business. Majority of time, I would have had a potential to date, but I was so focused on wanting to have a career and wanting to establish myself somewhere to live and stuff. I didn't think that that was important anyways, because it's not what pays bills in the end. Because remember, I keep telling you guys on my older podcast, love does not pay bills, but it pays to work. And what pays to work for me and for you is this. We work, and that's what pays the bills. And you gotta love work because it pays your bills, because love does not pay bills. But it's great to know that work does pay the bills. So that's what I'm saying. And ever since then, I've been just so happy, you know, with that. I've just been having a lackluster job experience because I've been having a hard time maintaining a job too, you know. And though I still have high spirits and high hopes for finding a job to establish myself, my love life, I would complain about, but it's not enough importance that I'm complaining more about not having a job. Because I know that's what feeds me in the morning. That's what keeps a roof over my head. And that's why I'm able to still live with my means and still be as happy as I am, because I was able to adjust that during these harsher financial times we're in. But not because of some guy, you know. And like I said, I'm not as good proficiently in the academic sphere of school. So I know that's why grades always seem to be lackluster, because it's just not my forte, I guess. You know, it's just very hard for me to focus on education when, like I said, everything's just too spread apart from me. It's too far from my reach. And had I had a vehicle, maybe this would be more easier for me to focus on my career goals even more better. But I'm still working on career goals. I'm still focusing on that more. But just not dating as much either. Like, dating was not really anyways the forefront of my life. In fact, like I said, I could tell you this right now. growing up, I never saw myself as somebody's married wife. I never saw myself, you know, making a home with somebody. I never just saw that. I'm not used to that kind of mindset and stuff. I'm just used to just what I'm used to, and that's it. See, if I do get to the point where I want to settle down, that will be the day, and that will be interesting, because I didn't see it in my future anywhere. I was so busy thinking about, you know, work to not care about this stuff. And I guess this is why I avoided such tragedies like this situation with this lady, with Risa Tisa, who suspiciously sounds like Reese's Pieces for some reason. That's what it sounds like to me. Reese's Pieces, Risa Tisa. Interesting. Anyways, like I said, Beats, unlike her, I'm just not looking for love like that. I actually am happy. You know, I'm just kind of bummed, though, that I still don't know how to drive a car, and I'm still behind in, I guess you could say, my college education. But like I said, education is not really my biggest high win, because it's harder for me. Because like I said, you know, because I used to be in special needs classes all my life. So being a slow learner, it's very hard anyways. It would just be very difficult. So to me, when I see these weird issues with women complaining about trashy men, and I'm like, well, you're complaining about garbage-ass men. I'm complaining about why I'm still not catching up with the rest of my peers. I don't know. I guess I'm a different person. But like I said, I recognize what's more important than some guy that pretends to be something he's not. So if everyone's wondering, it comes off as mental to this lady and other women, but really he's just one of those typical guys that are manipulated and know what they're doing and are just what we call the nice guy pretending to be that. He's just basically the genuine guy who cosplays nice people all the time. So what he is a fraud, okay? He's just a fucking fake. So the guy is not a nice guy. He just pretends to be a nice guy because he just likes pretending to be a nice guy. But he's not a nice guy. Because a real genuine kind man would never, is what I'm saying. And he's not that man. He is anything but a nice man. That's basically what Risa Tisa unfortunately ended up with. And that's why her series, like I said, resonated with the majority of women, because they had the experience of the said fake nice guy, only to find out the nice guys in their life aren't really so nice. So, yeah. That's the only thing I could tell you about what I gathered from other people talking about her story, because like I said, I consider that as a PSA. And nothing to pay attention to much about. Because I'm just thinking to myself, did she learn her lesson? Did she learn from this experience? Will she try again in her life? Will she, you know, experience like a big wake-up call or something? Is she going to get that car that she claimed she wanted to have? That BMW thingy, whatever. Is that going to happen to her? You know? Is all the stuff that she went through, is she getting, like, you know, spiritual counseling? Is she getting, like, advice? Or is she getting, like, counseling for it? You know, is she getting therapy? That's what I care about. Other than that, yeah. I hope she learned from this experience that not all men who act nice are really genuine nice guys. Some of them are just putting a front, because for them, it's just for fun. In fact, after all, I don't want to say this to mean, but did you guys remember on Twitter where there was these dudes who were pretending to be nice to some of their women, and they were saying that they were just being fake and weird stuff, and they were writing on like some Twitter thread on, you know, Twitter X, which is what we call it now, Twitter X. And they basically admitted that they don't even like some of the women they're with. And I'm thinking that's what that guy pretty much represents, is like those dudes from Twitter X in those weird ass threads where they like to just act like there's something they're not, and they pretend to like something, but they really don't. And so they're just kind of like those men on the internet who are just pretending to be something they're not, and just showboating the idea of being a nice guy, but there really would never be. So, yeah. My feelings that I get is that that's what's going on with the men that majority of women are encountering are just like Jerome, the guy who is known as Legion. He is a fake nice guy who pretends to be nice because he has an objective in mind. And his objective is pulling the carpet under your feet and probably taking that thing from you. In fact, probably robbing you and your whole house besides your time. And on top of that, to worsen the situation, it wouldn't surprise me because guess what? There are people who exist just like that, who are just existing in your life for the time being. And I'm not even sure if she was a placeholder, as some other woman would talk about, or if she was just the genuine woman that wasted her life with a fake nice guy just because he was trying to get ahead for himself and then just bailed on her, and now it's just like living in sorrow under the guise of just like the faulty fake niceness that was never even true to begin with, and realizing that. So we don't know what's gonna happen on this TikTok buzz of this podcast episode. I don't know what to tell you guys. That's all I got from TikTok, was just that, and it was just weird. I just don't have much more else to say, but it's like, you learn something, it's a life lesson for her. Hopefully she gets the help she needs. And also, for people like Charlemagne the God to call her big back because he is being a total douche about it, I'm like, bro, her being fat or having back fat is not the issue here. It's guys like Jerome that are the issue. I'm just thinking, is Charlemagne the God just like Jerome, pretending to be a nice guy and just really is just an actual douche? I just want to know, is he? Because calling someone fat in 2024, I don't know if he got the memo, but a lot of people are still storming really high and steamrolling really well, if not in a certain direction, for fat positivity acceptance. So if I were these people, I would stop right now slamming fat people for being fat. This isn't the time to be throwing, you know, put downs on somebody just because they have a different weight than you, okay? She's fat, she's fat. Get over it, alright, guys? Not all of them are gonna be skinny, alright? And I still am not skinny. I'm still struggling with weight issues, so fuck off. And my point is, get over it, fellas. If you're pretending to be a fucking nice guy, just stop while you're ahead. Or you're just gonna see the next Risa Tisa pull out her episode TikTok novella, TikTok episode, all over social media, blasting your character without mentioning your name, okay? Stop trying to put down the women. She's just trying to explain her side of the story, and that's all, because I think maybe for her, therapy probably didn't work. She doesn't have probably a good faith system behind her. If anyone could do anything, just pray for her healing. If not, pray for good things for her. And for the people now starting to turn on her, get over yourselves. You guys were never her support system. If you really care about someone going through this stuff, be a better support system. Don't turn on people. It's just weird. It makes no sense, especially if you want these people to succeed. Be that supportive person. Let them succeed, because this could one day be your succession of a story or a life turnaround. You don't know this, but you just never know. And anyways, peeps, as always, thank you for listening, and this is Rosie Says, and I hope to see you on the next podcast. Hey peeps, I'm back again with another podcast for an update, and as well as for, like, a PSA. So, it's a PSA update. After my last podcast you just probably listened to, I just want to remind you guys this. Now that we're learning that there are no such thing as real, genuine, kind men, what we can learn from this situation is this, from Miss Risa's Pieces, aka Risa Tisa. So Miss Risa's Pieces over here is learning something that majority of women should already know by now, which we've been already talking about for the past time we've been on TikTok since 2020 to now. is when men are acting nice, be suspicious of them. Be suspicious of them. Trust your instincts. When you feel in your gut that a guy is not as who they say they are. And understand that that's pretty much how most men operate. Is that they pretend to be something they're not in order to get something in the end. So what basically Miss Reese's pieces went through is the moral of the story is when you discover that the man who you claim is a nice guy isn't really so nice, everything does not sound or even seem right. So what that tells me is this, people. Number one, if you're going to run into a man and he isn't who he claims he is, then he's not your man. He's nobody's man, but he's his own. And a number one, which is number two, when you discover that phony baloney nice guy who was never nice to begin with is showing his true colors, if not true self to you, trust and believe, as they say, he was never the one for you, but he was for himself. In other words, peeps, you do have to be careful who you date in the future after hearing her story, if not in the ongoing presence and beyond. And remember, when this happens to you guys, just look back to my podcast as a reminder that some men are doing it because for them, they get something out of it. They get something out of pretending to be nice to you. Because for them, it could be the various reasons you probably heard from ladies like Shonda to that chick named Cecilia Regina and other ladies who are all, by the way, black people from the same, you know, issue as this black woman and are finding out that some of these men are just trash and ain't shit. So, yeah. Said individuals pretend to be something they're not, and they're coming off as something they're not, but basically love bombing you at first with their, you know, what they call during the dating period, they call courting. So basically, the whole time she was being courted by the dude, and he was never about that life, and was never that kind of guy. That's really what happened to Reese's thesis. You know, Miss Reese's pieces. She basically found out the hard way he is not what he seems. And that's why she made her story on TikTok. That's, like I said, what I was saying. It resonated with everybody. They felt affected. It was a story everyone else could relate to because most people are doing what? Dating. And that's what they mostly care because that's mostly something important to their lives. But like I said, it's a PSA to remind you guys, this nice guy syndrome is a real issue, unfortunately. So as women, once you find out he stops being nice, it's probably time to break up. Because he is not that said nice, genuine person. And also, some people, also on the segment part of the internet, via YouTube that I follow still, said that there's the etymology of nice. You know what it says about the word nice in general? It means stupid. But here. You probably don't know what that is. It's what it says, actually. Nice is derived from the word Latin necius, meaning unaware, ignorant, the sense of ignorant. It was carried over into English when the word was first borrowed via the French in the early 1300s for almost a century. And nice was used to characterize a stupid, ignorant, or foolish person. So I guess that right there, everybody. He could be that too, a stupid individual. And that might not be a lie after all, when we're saying he's a nice guy. But like I said, nice in our day and age terminology would mean someone who is kind, genuine, and sweet. But we all know that is not that man, Mr. Legion, aka Jerome, the guy who literally tried to hoodwink people into thinking he was a nice guy, including Miss Reese's Pieces. So in the end, peeps, we learned something. Not everyone who does kind things are kind individuals. And not everyone who does kind things care about the individuals that they're nice and kind to. But like most PSAs, guys, it's just a reminder, everyone, to remind yourselves this. If you really must date someone, start venting people. Start, you know, doing a process. And take your sweet time with these individuals. And don't rush into stuff so irrationally just because you're alone. Just date somebody when you're emotionally safe and when you're not emotionally vulnerable. And I think she might have been in an emotionally vulnerable state because she said this happened during the pandemic. So that doesn't surprise me anywhere. It just inspires me. I hope it inspires you not to do the same as she did and go through the same mess and come up with the same results. Having been said that she's a sad individual at the end of the relationship. Reese's Pieces, aka Reese Tisa, we learned that Jerome was never that man. And he never will be. And after this notoriety and brief fame that he's pretty much gonna get himself, and he never will be after that. Mark my words, people. This is just a PSA of PSAs. If not, this was the grandiose version of many public service announcements that you heard right here on my podcast. And like I said, people, it's up to you if you still want to date in this era, knowing what you just saw and heard from that lady, and knowing now what you just heard from me. You might want to do a double date in life and rethink about that. And don't worry, we won't be mad at you if you do, guys. Just don't be mad at yourselves because you feel like you might missed out on dating. And like I said to you in my last podcast, what did I tell you? I hardly dated anyone. Didn't have a chance to, an opportunity to, because I was just too focused on a career, job, and just finding a place to live at the time. Not really a time to be dating around like that. Especially in a time like that, you want to be focusing on having yourself roots. Because, you know, when you just move to a new place, like in my situation, you're kind of already uprooted. The last thing you want to do is just have something that might become a future hindrance. So even though people might look to dating as a solution to various said problems, like not being homeless and stuff, I didn't want to be that person either, to date someone just so I needed a place to stay. I just don't think that's right either. So yeah, that's why I live with my family versus living with a stranger and end up like Reese Tisa and go over this mess that could have been avoided had she just met him, maybe not during the pandemic, not where she was in a vulnerable state, where he pretended to be that so-called knight in shiny armor, which is, like I said, he pretended to be, what a fake nice guy, which, you know, means he was pretending to be a genuine kind person, which he is not. So yeah, so we learned that lesson. He was not the nice guy. He was a fake person who was like every other individual that everyone else already knows. So in those cases, she learned something, and we're learning something too with her. And we also learn that it's not everything is not what it seems. A person could be kind one day and turn off that kindness in a hot minute. It all it tells me was he was just courting her the whole time, pretending to be that nice dude. Because in the end, he wanted to lay the groundwork to do whatever he truly wanted to do. And that's why she went through what she went through, more than likely. because you didn't see this tail signs at the in the beginning, because most of us wouldn't like that, to be honest. We just go into relationships unscathed, with unapproached, without any think to time or anything, without even thought to even think, oh, is there anything I had to look for, like bad signs, bad omens, bad karmas, or what? Like, what could we be looking for? We just don't, people. In the end, we find out the hard way. We go into stuff without thinking, and then these are the end results that we keep getting. So what we can learn from this is, don't aspire to be people like her. Aspire to be yourself better every day. And also, if you know people who are like Jerome, or if you are like a fake nice guy like Jerome, like himself, really, don't be in the dating pool. I wouldn't say do better, because you're not going to. So I'm going to just hold back on that. I'm just going to say, bro, or sis. So whoever's a man or woman who pretends to be nice at the initial stages of dating, while it's called courting, by the way, don't bother dating. You're the kind of people that shouldn't even be populating the earth anyways. Do us all a favor and stay the fuck off the dating pool. You're just more hurt than it's worth, to be honest. And anyways, peeps, like I said, learn what Risa Tisa went through, Miss Risa's pieces over here, and don't repeat that. Don't. Just learn from it, be an observer, a child of observing, and keep seeing, rolling forward to your next direction in life, and just hold off on dating. In fact, just be friends, and just hold off if you can. And if you also can too, learn from this, and that way you don't become the rinse and repeat version and become the next Risa Tisa, making a sad sob story, PSA, 10 episodes along later, complaining about why you could have avoided a fake nice person. Instead of just realizing, you know what? Nope. Not this time, Satan. I don't think so. Nuh-uh. Not with my good Lord watching me on this proud Monday or Sunday or Tuesday. Whenever you're hearing this, of course. Anyways, peeps, as always, thank you for listening to the update of this episode. Otherwise, see you on the next podcast. And look forward to future podisodes from this platform. Hopefully in the future, I'll throw in some more. But anyways, peeps, see you on the next podcast.